Live from Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. Turn me up, son. And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Wake up. We're Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
That's exactly who we are. We are the Morning Madhouse here with you live from the Judgment Free Zone Planet Fitness on Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Around this time, No Limit Larry is on the mic. He's telling you why he's mad, but I change it up. I'm telling you why I am glad. And today's story is about our very own Anthony Hamilton. Shout out to him, the Grammy Award winning R&B artist, teamed up with St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital to host a private brunch during the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans over the weekend. Now, attendees that attended this star-studded event, they learned about St. Jude's and their life-saving mission to provide treatments for terminally ill children from around the world. And then Anthony actually shared his own personal journey as a St. Jude ambassador. So I think that was a real dope story for Anthony. You know, this work that he's doing, he does a lot of work with them. He also does a lot of work with other nonprofits in our community, and he's taking that around the world. So hand claps for Anthony Hamilton. Amen. Doing his thing.
Amen.
Very, very glad about that. And also, speaking of St. Jude's, you know, Burpee and I are headed out to our very own children's hospital right here, the Levine Children's Hospital, today, and we're going to play bingo with the kids.
Yep, that's right.
I'm excited about that.
I can't wait. I'm going to win. I am.
You can't play.
Oh.
We call in the numbers. You can't play. It's for the children.
Oh, okay.
But I cannot wait.
We're
going to go and hand out some presents, and we're going to play some bingo and all that kind of stuff. So shout out to all of the kids that are over there at the Levine Children's Hospital.
Shout out to Levine.
We're going to be hanging out with them a little bit later on today. Coming up next, it's the Madhouse Great Debate. Make sure you keep it locked to find out what we are debating today. Until then, here's this cowboy. It's Envy Me here on Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Power 98, good morning. Like a locksmith, if I got the key. Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. That's music from Cowboy. It's called Envy Me. 607 here in the Queen City. I go by the name of Miss Jessica, the girl next door. His name is comedian Burpee, and it's time for the Madhouse Great Debate.
Yes, it is, and that is being brought to you by the official Grey Classic After Party going down July 20th at the Studio Movie Grill. That's 210 East Trade Street in the Apple Center. Epicenter, not Epic Center. Go to power98fm.com for more details. All right. Using the hashtag MHGreatDebate, we want to know today, if you're in a relationship and your significant other tells you for the first time that they love you, do you say it back right then and there? If you don't feel it, no. I say no. It might be a little awkward, but no, don't say it if you don't feel that way. And there's nothing wrong with not feeling that way. Just don't say it just because the other person said it, because then you're going to be stuck. So I say no. You don't have to say it right there.
Yeah, I agree with you, Burt. I agree with you. No, you do not have to say it when the other person says it to you. People develop feelings and emotions at different times. I think it's great that you're able to express yourself and say it, you know, whenever you feel appropriate. But I do not think that you have to say it just because the person said it to you first.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up now.
Yeah. I think that sends the wrong message, unless you feel that way.
Right.
Now, if you feel that way, if you love that person, then you say it, you know.
And also,
don't sit on the emotion. If you love someone, don't sit on it waiting for the other person to say it first.
Right.
I think you should just express your emotions and your feelings. So,
some people be like, you can't get none until you tell me you love me.
Who are these people that you are talking to, Burpee?
Just saying. Am I
who does this?
See, you can't get none until you tell them you love them. And then the dudes be lying like,
don't be quoting no movies, you know? Church boy.
True.
Who in reality have you ever heard said that?
I'm just saying. I know a dude, he didn't mean it, but he said it because he wanted to get some.
The girl looked at him and said, you can't have none until you tell me that you love me. Or he thought that.
That says something like, I'm saving myself for the right one. And, you know, until I fall in love, blah, 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 blah. And so the dudes be lying and be like, girl, you know I love you.
Oh, my goodness.
Anytime he say girl first in the beginning, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
Girl, you know I love you.
Madhouse Nation, we want to hear from you. Leave it on our Instagram page, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Just because one person says, I love you in a relationship first, do you have to say I love you back right then and there? That's what we're talking about today. It's the Madhouse Great Debate. Don't go anywhere. Your voicemail is up next here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Power98FM.com is your...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
One stop for everything hip-hop and R&B in the Queen City.
Find out what your favorite personalities are doing. Find out about...
To my working ladies. To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without you, baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, guest on your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
I wanna grind working all week. See you the real MVP. You can have it. Cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding.
That's right, that's right. It is a what, Burpin?
It is a Working Woman Wednesday, Jessica.
Working Woman Wednesday.
Hey, ladies. Oh, yeah. It's Working Woman Wednesday.
There it is. All right. It's the Working Woman Wednesday. And we have a very, very special young lady right here live in the Madhouse. She is a graduate of Mallard Creek High School. She is on a brand new television show on BET. Let's have a round of applause for Kayla Milan.
Kayla!
Everyone. Good morning.
Charlotte native, what's happening?
Okay, so real quick, Kayla, tell everybody about this television show that you're on.
Okay, so it's the next big thing is a music competition show. It features both rappers and singers, and it gives us both the opportunity to showcase our talents with different mini challenges each week, guided by different celebrities that come in and help us, and then each week somebody goes home.
And you are a singer.
Yes.
And you are a contestant on the show. All right, so we're going to come back and we're going to find out exactly about your experience and how people can find out about your music and all of that coming up next. This hardworking woman, Miss Kayla Milan, a Charlotte native on BET's brand new show, The Next Big Thing, which they probably stole from us, right, Bert?
They definitely stole
it. Yeah. Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. It's
Charlotte
out Wednesday here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow Moana.
How you gonna play me like Drogba?
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 636 here in the Queen City as you walk outside. 75 degrees right now with a high of 88. Music from Afro B. We actually had a chance to meet him out in L.A. He is a really, really nice, super dope guy. If you want to check out that interview, log on to our website, power98fm.com. I asked him who Joanna was. You know what he told me?
What?
Nobody.
I ain't know that's what he was saying.
No, nobody. Joanna. Joanna.
I thought he was saying, yo, why not?
What? No, Burp. He's saying Joanna.
I ain't know.
And he says Joanna is absolutely nobody. He just came up with a name that fit and sounded good.
That sounds like every single song is out right now.
I told him next time you do that, throw Jessica in there. Jessica.
That don't flow.
It doesn't sound as good as Joanna, but.
He said, why not? I don't care what nobody says.
Let's check back in with it. We're talking to our working woman on this Wednesday.
All right. To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby. No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, Gastonia, your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar over achieving.
You know on the grind working out here.
MVP, baby.
You the real MVP. You can have it. Cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody know she working and she grind. Working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding. Working and she grind. Working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding.
She is a Charlotte native. She is a graduate of Mallard Creek High School, and she is on this brand new show that's airing on BET. It's called The Next Big Thing. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kayla Milan still here with us,
Kayla,
in the madhouse.
Good morning.
So you were telling us about this competition show. It's got 12 contestants on it, rappers, singers, and you're a singer yourself. How did you get on the show?
So I put a lot of videos on my social media, and so somebody from the show contacted me. We set up a video audition, and then things like from there just took off.
Were you shocked when they said, yeah, we want you on the show?
I was, because I had really just started doing music seriously, and I was just amazed that they wanted, you know, me for their show. It was a good feeling.
Wow.
What was your experience like?
My experience was very interesting. You know, everybody there was really, like, hungry for it. Like, this was their dream. So, obviously, when you're colliding with a bunch of people with that same mindset, tensions rise. So, we definitely had moments of where we had some issues. But on my end, I know it's all love for all the contestants. I think they were all extremely talented.
12 contestants.
It was 21 of us.
Really?
To start off, and then in the first episode, which aired last night, they knocked it down from 21 of us to 12 of us.
12. Who do you think out of those 12 was your biggest competition?
There's a singer on there, Maya Milan. Her and probably a rapper, Tia P. They were definitely really dope.
Now, on this show, there are judging panels.
Yes.
And they're like some big name people. You got Dame Dash, Zaytoven, but then also guest mentors like Tamar Braxton and Lil' Kim. Who was one of your favorite mentors or judges, and what is the best piece of advice that they gave to you?
I think Jeremiah was probably my favorite mentor. Yeah. Just because he was just really relatable, and with him we sat down and we like all together like created a song like on the spot, and he was just really encouraging, you know, me, especially because I'm kind of shy at times, to just be confident and just like go for it, just like let go and be free. And when I did that, it came out really good.
What city were you all in?
We were in Calabasas, I think.
Calabasas.
Yeah.
Was that your first time in California?
Yeah, that was my first time flying. I had never been on a plane before. I had never been away from home by myself or anything like that.
What was that experience like that?
I was nervous. I cried. I'm not going to lie. I cried. Yeah, I didn't know like what to do. I didn't know how to get around the airport. I'm like lost. I didn't know where baggage check was. I didn't know where the driver was. I was a little wrecked.
Now, we asked you who your favorite judge was. Who was the hardest judge?
The hardest judge for me personally was Dame Dash, as part of the league. He's very, like, he just says, like, what's on his mind. And it's, like, sometimes you're, like, taken aback a little bit. But I guess it's because he's been in the industry for so long. And so he knows this business in and out. And so he wants to help us. But sometimes it came off a little harsh.
Now, how has being on the show helped you now? Helped you as far as your career, as far as your songs, is what you want to do? How has it helped you?
Well, definitely, you know, with the show airing last night, the exposure. But for me personally, as an artist, I think it pushed me to want to go harder. Like, this opportunity, like, you don't get this all the time. There's a lot of people who want this. And the fact that I had this opportunity, it made me want to go even harder. And it helped to boost my confidence a lot, because that's something that I struggle with a little bit when it comes to music. So it definitely help boost my confidence and my drive to go harder.
Now, you dropped an EP last year, but you also just dropped some new music this week. Tell us a little bit about your music.
Yeah, so on Monday, I released a single titled Fix It. It's a gospel song. Was really probably one of my favorite songs that we recorded, just because, you know, God is good, of course. And so just to be able to represent him and show that, yes, I can do R&B music, but I can also do gospel, and I can do both, and I don't have to be put into a category.
Miss Kayla Milan, she is straight up out of Charlotte, North Carolina. She's going to be on this brand new show. Well, it aired last night. The first episode aired last night. The Next Big Thing comes on every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Make sure you're watching it and you're supporting this young lady. How can people follow you on social media and get your music?
Okay, so my music is available on iTunes, Spotify, all digital outlets, and it's under the name Kayla Milan. And I'm on social media. It's K-A-I-L-A-A-B-E-L-L-E, Kayla Bell. And that's pretty much all my social media, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat.
Kayla Milan, you're a working woman on this Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you,
congratulations.
Good luck with
hand
everything.
Hand claps for Kayla.
Yes.
Yeah, Kayla.
Yes.
Charlotte, baby, we out here.
Yes, keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. We're Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Power98FM.com is your one stop for everything.
Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 655 here in the Queen City. It's 75 degrees outside right now with a high of 88. Going to be cloudy all day, and they're calling for some showers around 2 p.m., but it's like a 40% chance. We'll see what happens. It's Wednesday. It's 655. It's time for Burpees Thoughts.
Ah, yes, it is. Jessica, turn that music off. Turn that music off, Jessica.
All right. All right, there you go.
There it is. It's Worship Wednesday. The word is being brought to you by Pastor Real. And they call me Pastor Real. Why, Shock?
Because you keep it 100.
Because I keep it 100. And today's word is stop listening to fools. Don't you take no advice from someone who ain't doing what they telling you to do. Like, I'm sick of broke people always trying to give me financial advice. What I should do with my money. Put your money in a CD. Buy some stock. Go ahead and open up this account. But you gotta cash your check at the Walmart check cashing center. I'm not listening to you. My homeboy always getting mad at me because he telling me, man, you need to do this to have a happy home. You need to do this, that, and the third for your wife, for your woman, for your relationship. I said, I'm not listening to you, Jerome, because you're single. Nothing you're saying has worked for you.
Aw. Poor baby.
I'm not listening no more. I don't listen. If you're not a mechanic, I'm not going to listen to you tell me about what's wrong with my car. You want to sit there? Hold on. Let me listen to it. Is it making a ticking sound? What is a ticking sound? I got a friend who's always telling me about mortgage rates and how you can get a cheap home. And telling me things that the property I need to build my house on, but you live in an apartment. I'm not listening to what you're saying to me.
Not listening.
Get thee behind me, Satan. Those are the words of Lucifer, a.k.a. Slewfoot himself. I don't listen to what you're saying to me. I'm not taking the advice of these fools.
Not listening.
There's always people out there saying, why don't you put this in your comedy routine? Shut up! Don't tell me about comedy if you work an 8-to-5. You don't do comedy.
Not listening.
Stop it.
Okay.
Thank you, Deaconess Jessica. The doors of the church are now. There's one. Come on down. The doors of the church is open.
Not listening.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, July 10th, being brought to you by Ilios Noches. Just in time for the summer, a great gift card offer from
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ilios Noches Restaurant and Lounge. You can get a $75 gift card for only $50. All you got to do is go to their Ray Village location or the Quail Corners location, or go to iliosnoches.com. You can visit, once again, that is $75 for $50 at iliosnoches.com. Visit power98fm.com for more details. Beyonce gave us some new music last night. Spirit is the first single from The Lion King, The Gift, which is the soundtrack for the movie, and it is curated and produced by the superstar herself. Check it out. Whoa. It made me so excited. That soundtrack is going to drop on July 19th. Fans all over heard about what's going on with ASAP Rocky while he's been locked up in a prison in Sweden, and they want to do something about it. So a petition on change.org appeared online yesterday, and within hours, it already had over 65,000 signatures, and the goal was 75,000. Now, Rocky is going to have to stay in jail for 2 weeks with his trial to begin in the middle to end of August. If you want to sign that petition, it's up on our website, power98fm.com. Chris Brown has landed his third number one album. Indigo debuted at the top of the Billboard 200 charts. This is Chris Brown's 10th consecutive top 10 album. His other number one albums were in 2011 and 2012. That was Fame and Fortune. Jay-Z continues to grow his businesses and has now partnered with a cannabis company. It's called Caliva. The billionaire will serve as the brand strategist for the company. The North Carolina-based cannabis company has a farm, two stores, and they also do a lot of work in the community, which is where Jay-Z will sort of step in. So congratulations to him. Happy birthday to little baby culture, Cardi B and Offset's baby. And happy birthday to our very own former Carolina Panther, Charles Johnson. Happy birthday, CJ. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Do you know what I said about Beyonce in the Nosy Neighbor News? Well, then you need to get on these phone lines. 570-WPEG. Caller number 9. If you got it correct, you're going to go see Wiz Khalifa tonight here in Charlotte.
Oh.
Get the latest news and celebrity gossip. Meek Mill, LMA, 24-7 is 740 here in the Queen City. It's time for us to do our 740 question of the morning. Have y'all heard about these people licking ice cream in the store? Well, if you haven't or if you have, it's time for us to talk about it. Let's do it.
Let's talk about who?
Our 740 question of the day is being sponsored by U.S. Auto Sales. Better vehicles, simple financing, all credit levels ride today. Burpee, this is absolutely disgusting.
It is.
Tell them what's going on with it.
What is wrong with these people out here, man? Well, you know, the lady went viral for opening the Bluebell ice cream in the store and licking it.
Ugh.
And then putting it back.
Ugh.
Right. That was disgusting. Well, they have found her. They're not releasing her name because, come to find out, I think she's a juvenile. And they're saying that they could have charges brought up against her. But That's going to be determined by, it's at the discretion of the juvenile justice system in Lufkin, Texas. So I think she's underage. That's what makes it even worse. She's a little kid. But they also, now people, she spawned copycats. People are doing it all over the place now. And there was a guy, there's another viral video of a guy who opened an Arizona tea.
Ugh.
And spit in it.
I actually saw this video.
I saw it too.
Ugh.
And then he put the top back on it and put it back on the shelf. And what makes it so bad is he's an indie wrestler. His name is Shiloh Graves. He's a wrestler. And he's doing stupid stuff like this. So,
but then even after the woman who licked the ice cream, there was another man
right.
who
they
licked
call
the
him
ice cream.
Quick. Black. You know they call him quick.
He was out there licking the ice cream. It made, when I started hearing about all these stories, it made me think, how many times has this been happening before and we just never caught on to it?
Right.
We never knew about it.
And now people are asking, well, why didn't these ice cream cartons have the seal on them?
Mm-hmm.
That way people can't open them.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Shark were saying this. What would you say, Shark? About 2 weeks?
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
If every piece of ice cream is going to have a seal on it. I'd say it won't even be that long.
But, you know, drinks even have a seal on them.
Right.
It's just disgusting.
So we want to know, what should their punishment be? What should these people's punishment be for going around licking this ice cream, spitting in drinks, and doing all this dumb stuff in stores?
Or do you even think that there needs to be a punishment? Do you think that there needs to be a punishment, like a fine or whatever? What do you think should happen to these people? Leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Whoop their ass. That's my punishment. They should get a thorough thrashing. That's what I don't care who it is. Man, woman, I don't care. Whoop them.
I think they need jail time. I think they need jail time. People can eat. I mean, this is disgusting.
That's like, ain't no telling what kind of disease you can get from. Like, that's, it should be a federal offense. I think it should be a felony.
Yeah.
What they doing.
I think it should be a felony also. I don't think that this is something that you can play around with and take it lightly.
No.
This is disgusting. Madhouse Nation, we want to hear from you. What should the punishment be for, the realistic punishment be for these people?
Hold
Do
on,
you
Jess.
Even think that there needs to be a punishment? 704-227-8780.
Breaking news. Somebody just told me that a girl opened mouthwash, gargled it, and spit it back in the bottle.
Oh.
What is wrong with y'all?
Why? Why are y'all doing it? And if you've ever done this, why? Why are you doing it?
People are
dumb. We want to know. 704-227-8780. It's your 740 question of the morning. Coming up, Mr. Incognito is live in the mix. We're Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Take Power 98 everywhere.
Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B, 823 here in the Queen City's time for We Family Wednesday.
Hey. The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
It's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
What's going on, y'all? It's time for We Family Wednesday. It's 8:24 here in the Queen City. If you're new to the Madhouse, just joining us, here's how it goes down. We got a letter from a listener, and they need your help. It's around a family situation, so I'm going to read it to you, and then you get to call in here, and then you get to offer up some advice to this person. Today's letter reads, "Dear Madhouse, my cousin just got engaged. She and her fiance have been together for 5 years off and on, but mostly on. But during one of their off periods, her fiance got another woman pregnant. They worked through things. The other woman had the baby, and now they're planning their wedding. Well, a couple of Sundays ago, three members of our church family pulled me to the side and told me that I need to talk to my cousin and tell her to leave her fiance for good. They know for a fact that he is cheating, but wouldn't give me any of the details. I'm stuck. What do I do? Do I tell my cousin what these women told me? Do I do an intervention with the women and my cousin? Or do I just leave this situation all alone altogether? Madhouse, I need your help. What do you think she should do?
It depends on how close they are.
Mm-hmm.
If they're close cousins, then Yeah, tell them.
Well, I'm assuming that they are close because the church members are pulling her to the side. And not only that, but she's writing this letter. She's writing this letter. So obviously it's someone that she cares about.
At the end of the day, you can do any of the three, but it's not going to matter if that person doesn't want to change whatever it is that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. If they don't want to leave, they're not going to leave no matter what you say. But if anything, they'll be more upset and that'll drive them to stay with that person even longer to try and prove you wrong.
So out of those three, which one would you recommend?
Tell them. Hell, what you going to hurt?
Just tell them?
Yeah, what you going to say? What is it going to damage? Y'all still going to be family at the end of the day.
So my advice to the woman is to have those three women tell her.
Really?
Yes. And here's why. What you going to tell her? You don't know nothing. The information came from these three women. And if they are the ones that are out here and they feel like it needs to be spread and they have the details, then they're the ones that need to share that information with her. So I would take her to those three women and say, you all tell her what it is that you told me.
Mm.
It doesn't need to come from me. I don't know anything.
Right. But you can say something like, it's people out here talking. I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything. But people are coming to me saying this, that, and the third.
That ain't going to do nothing but leave that girl even more confused.
If she wants
the facts, I'm going to take her to the people that say they have the facts. I'm going to take her to the woman. I'm going to say, come on, let's go to church. There's some people that need to talk to you.
And y'all know old women in church talk. All they do is gossip. Yeah. They know everybody business.
But I'm not going to tell you because I don't know. The women won't tell me nothing. So I'm going to take you to the women that say they know what's going on.
They be in there counting the church money. Well, you know Denise over there, she had a baby, but she was pregnant, but she miscarried.
What you got on the Madhouse Nation? Hit us up, 570-WPEG. What should this woman do? Should she tell her cousin? Should she have the women tell her cousin? Or should she just leave this alone all together? It's our We Family Wednesday. She needs your help. Let us know. It's Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 836 here in the Queen City. It is a Wednesday, and we're trying to help one of our family members out with a situation. It is We Family Wednesday.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
My family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
Yep. Today's letter reads, Dear Madhouse, my cousin just got engaged. She and her fiance have been together for 5 years off and on. Mostly on, but during one of those off periods, her fiance got another woman pregnant. They worked through things. The other woman had the baby, and they are now planning their wedding. Well, a couple of Sundays ago, three members of our church family pulled me to the side and told me that I need to talk to my cousin and tell her to leave her fiance for good. They know for a fact that he is cheating, but they wouldn't give me any of the details. I'm stuck. Do I tell my cousin what these women told me? Do I do an intervention with these women and my cousin? Or do I just leave this situation alone altogether? Madhouse, I need your help. Here's where you come in. It's your time to talk. Power 98, good morning. What do you think she should do? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I think that she should just leave it alone.
Leave it alone? Why you say that?
Because sometimes you just never know what anybody's intention is, whether they're church people or not. They can spread rumors just like the next person. If she doesn't personally see it with her eyes, then why go back and stir problems into what they have going on?
I feel you on that. Thank you very much for your comment. Power 98, good morning. What do you think she should do?
Good morning. I think, if anything, she should tell the other lady. I've been there before. I told a friend something about someone that was cheating on her, and it backfired, and me and my friend ended up falling out for about a year. So, no, I don't think she should be the one to tell. She needs to let the other lady tell her.
Thank you very much for your comment. Power 98, good morning. What do you think this woman should do?
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone altogether?
Leave it alone for the simple fact, when the ball boils down to it, it is going to be the friend against the cousin. And, well, the cousin against the cousin, excuse me. And the ladies at the church, they're not going to repeat what they told you. They're going to have amnesia when you take a tour. So, and the reason they keeping it all hush-hush, don't want to tell you nothing, because it was the first lady of the church that they seen a man with.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Look at all that extra that you throwing into the story. That ain't nowhere in the letter. Power 98, good morning. What do you think this woman should do? Get you some business. Power 98, good morning. What should this woman do?
I think she should mind her business.
So you think that she shouldn't tell the cousin at all?
Don't tell her.
Wow.
People are messy. They try to get in your business. We're in a relationship with her cousin or anything like that. Let them go to her. If they want her to know so bad, you tell her and go into details with it.
Okay, so
I don't have enough details to tell her.
Let me do a flipperoo on you. What if you were the cousin and these women went to your cousin about your fiance? Would you want your cousin to tell you this information?
But hold on. Not only that, but if you found out that your cousin knew about what was going on, how would you react?
Would you want your cousin to tell you?
Don't tell me.
Really?
Don't tell me. I took him back after he had a baby on me.
That is a good point. That's a good point that she's bringing up. Power 98, good morning. What should this woman do in this situation?
Good morning. I think that she should leave it alone because, as we all know, just because of the church, messiness comes in the church as well. Sometimes misery loves company, and it doesn't have an age limit. So she definitely should just leave it alone because, after all, what's done to the daughter is going to come to light anyway.
You better say that. I'm surprised that a lot of people are saying that the majority of people are saying to leave it alone. Right. I knew that we were going to get a couple of those. I knew that because, like, the one caller called up here and said it, and I've seen this happen a lot. Sometimes you tell people, and that can make it worse. But I think the reason why it makes it worse is because sometimes when we tell people, we tell them with the expectation that they're going to do what I want them to do. Mm. You have to just be able to tell people and give them the information and then let them decide what they want to do with it.
Yeah.
You can't give them the information and then get mad at them when they don't leave or do what you expect them to do with the information.
Look, somebody better tell me something. If y'all see my significant other out somewhere with somebody she ain't supposed to be with, you better tell me.
But the thing about it is, the cousin didn't see it. The cousin didn't see him out with a significant other. She's going off of secondhand information.
But how much worse does that make you look if other people out here know what's going on in your business and you sitting at home like, oh no, they're not doing anything. They love me to death. Blah, 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 blah.
Listen, I agree with the people that are calling in and saying that people can be messy. And that's exactly why I would bring those people to my cousin and say, tell her what you said, what you told me. Tell her what you told me. And then go from there.
Play private investigator if you the cousin that the church member's coming up to. And then you sit both of them down. Sit your cousin down and her little boyfriend.
Well, whatever it is, yeah, whatever your opinion is, hopefully we helped you out. If you're out there and you're listening, if you didn't get through on the phone lines, I definitely still want to hear from you. 704-227-8780. Leave it on our voicemail. This one is a good one. 704-227-8780. It is We Family Wednesday here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
Introducing the new summer blend from Dunkin' with bright notes of citrus.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.